Let's explore the world of technology then, shall we, with Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective himself. I've still yet to vacuum clean my smart speaker, Fevzi. That's possibly the best thing I learnt this month so far, to be honest, that if your smart speaker is not adequately responding, you need to basically give it a good vacuum clean. So that prestigious moment is still yet to come.
Let me know how you get on, I'd be interested.
I will. I've been telling everybody who's listening, I tell you. Let's talk about the tech story of the week, first of all, then. And this is all about terms and conditions. Tell me more.
Yeah, so this has been a big bugbear of mine for a long time. Someone's worked out that if you look at the terms and conditions for 13 of the top apps that you get on your smartphone or tablet, like TikTok and WhatsApp and Zoom, that it would take you 17 hours and 5 minutes to read them. And in 2018, the BBC study said that you essentially needed a university-level education to understand them. I would posit you'd actually need a law degree to understand some of them. And it's very interesting because these are contracts that you don't have any ability to vary. Your only choice is not to use the app. And it's not at all clear. I mean, the shortest one was nearly 5,000 words. Microsoft Teams, which is their equivalent of Zoom, was over 18,000 words. It would take you over 2.5 hours of reading time for most people. That's assuming you would understand it.
Yeah.
Now, this is a contract. It's a sort of, I mean, you buy houses with shorter contracts than that, frankly. I mean, it's just quite ridiculous. And what's really ridiculous about it is that in contracts, there has to be what's called a meeting of minds. Yeah, the two parties have to give informed consent to the agreement. If they don't understand what they're entering into, it's not a contract. And they know full well that you're not reading it. You know,
yes,
when you scroll to the bottom and you hit the button. There are metrics on websites now that tell them exactly how long you spend on each page in there. So they know that you haven't read it. They know that you've scrolled to the bottom and 10 seconds later you've hit the "I have read and understood this." And they knowingly accept that because it suits them and it's not a contract. But because they're so powerful, who goes to court and fights Google?
Well, this is the thing as well. And no one is not then going to use the app because they haven't, or they refuse to go through such complicated terms and conditions, are they? That's just not going to happen.
Yeah. The tip I would give you is that both on Apple and Google now, they are a bit clearer about the permissions that the app requires. That's not the full contract, but the permissions are what you're giving it permission to do. Are you giving it permission to access your camera, your microphone, the GPS chip that gives you your location, your contact list? It should list it. And if it doesn't seem appropriate or you're not comfortable with it, please don't install the app. And because, you know, if you've got a game, why does it need to know your contact list?
Yeah, absolutely.
Happened to me the other day. I installed an app and I'm usually quite careful. I got a message from someone I know saying, "Oh, you're using this app now."
Terrifying, isn't it?
It had gone through my contact list and messaged everyone that I had in that contact list, and anyone else who used the app then was informed.
And if it can happen to you, Fevzi, possibly the most switched on person when it comes to technology that I know, it can happen to the best of us, and we don't want people knowing that information.
I was having an off day. There was a I had a Fitbit sent to me to test.
Yeah.
And the Fitbit doesn't work without the app. Yeah, this is one of these sort of activity trackers, fitness tracker things. It doesn't tell you, or you don't realize perhaps, that you have to share your contact list. It uploads it so that they can then contact all your contacts and say, "Oh, you know, Fevzi's now using Fitbit. Would you like to join him?" And they try and make it a social thing. But I don't see why I have to. And if I don't agree, I can't use the Fitbit.
No, exactly.
It doesn't work without it.
It's not a comfortable relationship, that, by any means, is it?
No, this has all got to change.
Let's move on to your first gadget of the week, then. Tell me more.
Okay, so this is a pair of what are called truly wireless earbuds. So these are headphones, but they don't have a band across the top, and they're truly wireless. So not only do they not have a wire that goes into your phone or your music player, but they don't actually connect to each other. There's no band around the back of your neck or anything connecting them. There's just one little earbud in one ear and a separate earbud in the other ear. Now, these things normally have one big, really big problem, which this unit doesn't have. And by the way, it's called the Pamu Quiet. I'll spell it for you. PAMU and model name Quiet. It's from a company called Padmate. You can check them out on padmate-tech.com. So with this, normally when you have it, because there's no, the only place to put a microphone is on the earpiece, the microphone quality when you're making a phone call or receiving a phone call is usually really poor on these devices.
Yeah.
And this one, it actually works well. It's surprising.
Okay.
Because they've just basically used some sort of digital trickery to work out that actually the microphone is up near your ear and not near your mouth. And still it works, as most of them sound like you're on the bottom of a very long tube. So it does that very well. The other thing is it's got active noise cancellation, which works better than most. And what I mean by that is when you pop them in your ears, it doesn't just block out the noise because you've got something plugged in your ears. It's got little microphones that listen to the ambient sound and adapts to it and cancels out the external noise. And it has a higher cancellation rating than other similar headphones. And the reason why, I mean, this isn't, Pamu is not a brand that I was familiar with before, but the reason why I've gone for it is because they're $120.
Okay.
And that's kind of half the price of a pair of AirPod Pros.
Right. So how many stars are you giving it then?
So I've given it 3.5 stars, and the reason I've given it 3.5 stars is that I didn't see any UK resellers to this. So you can go onto their website or it's on Indiegogo, but if I were buying this, I would go to their website or find a UK retailer. It's possible that there are some that I haven't managed to find, but so for that reason, if I'm buying it, I would also buy it using my credit card to get extra protection. But
okay,
they're quite reputable, I think.
So that is the first gadget of the week then, the Pamu Quiet from Padmate. We'll come on to the second in a moment. We are talking technology with Fevzi Turkalp, gadget detective. You've got 2 minutes, Fevzi, to tell us about your second gadget of the week. And this is a TV recorder.
Yes, 2 minutes, plenty of time. It's called the Humax Aura. It's a personal video recorder, but instead of recording onto disc or tape, it records onto an internal hard drive. Choice of two sizes. The bigger one can store up to 1,000 hours of television on it. It uses Freeview, but also internet as well. So you can get programs through an antenna on Freeview, and it's Freeview Play, so you get the electronic program guide and can select programs in advance. It can record up to 4 programs at one time whilst watching a fifth, which is quite remarkable.
Yeah,
I mean, it's really built for locking this, and it's also built for the fact that a lot of us are giving up our paid for Sky subscriptions and stuff. Think of the Sky Q box. This does a lot of what that does, but it doesn't require a subscription to work with it. So it can record in 4K. It's got Android TV built into it, so actually it will work as a smart speaker. It's got Google Assistant built into it, so you can ask it all the questions that you can normally, OK Google and ask your question. It's got Freeview Play in it. It's got Chromecast built into it, which means you can stream to it from your mobile phone or your tablet directly. You can pause, record, rewind live television. You can plug a USB stick into it, so your favourite stuff that's on a USB stick that maybe you've downloaded from your computer, it can play that back as well. It is a truly amazing device. It kind of does everything in one box, and it does it really well. Humax, the brand, is a very, very well respected brand. They're kind of invented this personal video recorder market, and they're I think arguably the best brand in it.
Okay.
And just the ability to access all this stuff free of charge is amazing, and you can access the Google Play Store, so you can download apps like you would on an Android smartphone.
Marvellous stuff. And I know that you're giving it 4 stars out of 5. So that's the Humax Aura 4K Android TV recorder with Freeview Play.